Hey, Sister Emin.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Caught you off guard, didn't I?
Did you start it?
I did start it.
Oh, come
We're ready for
on.
edification audio.
Oh, that's funny. I had no clue you were doing
Usually
that
I let
right
her know
away.
when we're starting. I just started. Yeah, we're here for you for one more day. And we have had an awesome day today,
Oh, yeah.
didn't we? We traveled, and I gotta say, I think Sister Amon's got a video at the top. Beautiful, beautiful colors we saw today. As we traveled a little bit in the rain, but
Yeah.
it was beautiful, and we
Yeah.
had a good safe trip. Stopped at some ways at some places along the way, some thrift stores and stuff. Handed out the gospel, and so it was a good day, wasn't it, Sister Amon?
It was, yeah, and we traveled through, well, this state is very beautiful, but some beautiful areas of
Yeah,
it. I love to give God glory for it
rolling
all.
farm
Yeah.
country and all
Yeah,
that.
so he gets a glory for that and glory for the gospel going out
Yeah,
and
yeah. We hope
faithful saints.
you're all having a great day. I got to tell you a story. Before we left this morning, we were parked at a place that lets us camp overnight there or park overnight. There was a truck driver that parked overnight, and we thought, okay, he might be unloading his stuff there in the morning. In the morning, they were unloading. I saw the truck driver there, and I felt like I should go witness to him. And it was raining, he was busy, and I didn't. And I felt kind of bad about that, but I was like, okay, it wasn't meant to be. We went down the road a quarter mile to a gas station. I go in the gas station, get ice. I'm coming out, and here's the truck driver coming in, and the man's crying. And I said, what's wrong, neighbor? And I ended up having a great conversation with him. I'm going to make a whole audio. We're going to put it up on our witnessing videos. Of videos and audio section, but it was awesome. Perfect timing. I guess I wasn't supposed to witness to him while he was on his job. I got to share much with him. He got some really bad news about his health. He's got some job issues. Young man, 25, and it was awesome. I got to pour into
Praise
him.
God.
He got a Bible. I got to give him some encouragement in the gospel and point him in the right direction. And he said that we were going to hear from him. We'll see if that's true. But I'm just so thankful that we're out here in the world and God's timing, the Father's timing is so perfect. And he put that man right in our path. By the time we were done talking, he was actually smiling a bit and he had some hope in him. I hope he turns towards the Lord. And what'd you think about that, Sister Amon? You got to see that happen right in front of you. What'd you think about that?
Yeah, it just kind of reminded me of me when I was lost in darkness before the hope of Christ,
Yeah.
and to be able to see, I know what it did to my life, and to be able to see it given to somebody else and somebody so down and desperate,
Yeah.
you know, it's the most precious gift you can give them, and you really hope that it goes deep within them because it would like transform their life. They wouldn't be focused on what they are.
Yeah.
They'd be focused on things above, not fearing death or whatever else is between here and death,
Yeah, you're hoping
you
someone
know.
that broken like that. He was crying when he walked in the store, and I was able to see it and help him and reach out to him. You hope someone like that is at a lowest level where they'll reach out to the Lord because I don't know how much lower you can get.
Oh, I
He looked pretty
know.
desperate.
Yeah.
And but I was just thankful that we were just the right time, right place to meet him. And that's why we're out here in van life, because I don't get to meet those people unless I'm out in the world with Sister Amon and traveling with brothers and looking to share the gospel wherever we can go and give the good news and call people to Christ.
Yeah, doesn't it show us how awesome God is, how loving and
Yeah.
caring He is
Oh,
to
absolutely.
put saints in the paths of people who really need it? And
Yeah.
we come across that often.
Yeah, I really believe that I felt led to witness to him where we were, but the timing wasn't right. He was on the job, it was raining, and then we left and I wasn't even going to stop at that other gas station, and I just said, "Ah, let's stop here," and we stopped. And I just believe the Holy Spirit had that line in him. It's like, no, you're not going to witness to him on the job. You're going to witness to him right there. I told a brother he probably wouldn't have opened up to me if he was on the job. But there at the gas station, he was like all broken in tears. And so it was awesome. So I'm just thankful and rejoicing that we were in the right place at the right time. And down the road we go for God to use us somewhere else, Sister Amon.
Amen. I love
Yeah.
that.
What's
Yeah.
on your What else on your heart today?
Well, kind of goes along with what we're just talking about a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I got 2 points here that kind of go together. The brothers were talking about dropping nets,
Yeah.
or you all were,
Yep.
and sharing different scriptures and discussions on it. And I was going to read this one, an example of dropping nets for women. Ruth 1:14 through 16. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law has gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God.
I like that.
Yeah, so she dropped her nets, yeah. Like, literally, and then later it talks about how she was counted, virtuous, I think, in the sight of God because she left everything, her countrymen and everything.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. Yeah, the brothers at our gathering were talking about dropping nets and how the Lord requires it of us, but it's good for us. It's what we need, leaving our flesh and the world behind, and he does it because he loves us and cares for us. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and if I can do the other one?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was thinking about the dropping of the nets, and that also kind of makes me think about go and preach the gospel. And I used to, when I was first born again, I used to think about Jesus, the disciples, even the apostles after Jesus, and all the people that traveled with him, and all the disciples at times, there were hundreds of them. The women traveled with them all. And I used to think when we were first born again, I'm like, how come we can't do that today? You know, because they did it back then. Yeah. And I thought, what's different today that people can't be going out and doing that today? Well, we are.
Yeah, we can.
It's a, you know what it is? It's that mindset that you're in that 40-hour a week or more.
Right.
You know, that you got to punch in and punch out. Otherwise, you're not part of society. Well,
and the mortgage and college debt. And
exactly.
Cabins and living for the kids' sports and car payments and people get sucked into the machine of the world and they don't seek the kingdom of God.
Well, even pulled out of that as saints, not having the worldly carnal stuff and the sinful things,
right.
You're still kind of part of the world and somewhat of the system, even just trying to exist at a lowly measure, but there's even another place you can go after that, you know,
strip
if you
down
can work
even further.
Your way out. Yeah, and I was thinking about Hebrews 13:14, because you brothers were talking about it, for we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come.
I love that.
And then the also one about Luke 9:58, how the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking today, it is possible to do what they did.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in different ways, but it is possible. Even young people can strive to do that, to be out traveling and doing what the Lord would have you do, or you know, even if it's short, out and back.
It has to do with not conforming to the world and its ways and conforming your life to the pattern of God and his kingdom.
Right.
That's what we teach people. Don't conform. Push against it. Turn from it and let God form you.
Yeah, because the world would tell you, work real hard and make lots of money. But yet God says, basically, go out and do my work. And like you're always telling brothers and sisters, you know, make sure that your job supports your ministry, not the other way. Yeah, the ministry is the most important, so your job would support the ministry.
Yep, your job supports the ministry,
not
the ministry.
Not the ministry on the side of the job.
Right, exactly. And that's where you got to lose your career aspirations and all that. And
die
to yourself and lose this. That's losing this life, Matthew 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point, Sister Amen. Yeah. Today we arrived where we were supposed to get. Young Brother Akua was with us, traveling with us, and we got to do a video phone call with a man on the other side of the world, literally, and it was awesome. Him and I have been in communication for about a year via email, and we got to meet face-to-face, and it was such a blessing. Wasn't it, Sister Amen? This man, he's an older man, closer to my age, and, well, mature in the faith, and he's come out of the world. He's come out of the church systems. He is separated from almost everyone, not almost everyone in his family, including his wife, separated while they're still in the home because there's issues of
spiritually him, separated.
Him wanting the Lord, her having other aspirations, and without going into all the details. And he just has a heart for the Lord. He's already witnessing, and I just got to share the story. So he's in a really, really, like, well, like all of us, he lives in a really, really worldly, big town, well, many, many millions of people. And he said that this big city, especially big cities, are like this noise and blasting and music and everything and TVs and screens and everything all the time. Well, he has his own business. And in his business, he said, I don't play music. He doesn't believe in none of that. He knows about instrumental music, how fleshly it is. He said, people come in my business. And he said, I have the Bible playing all day long. And he said, people come in and go, is that the Psalms you're playing? He goes, yep, I'm playing the Bible. And he said he has customers come back and go, it's so peaceful in here. We like coming in here.
I love that.
And I just pictured the thought of a man doing that in his own business. It probably costs some business, but he doesn't care. And focus on the things of God. So him and my young brother got to talk and I got to talk. So we're setting up times when we're going to be studying the Bible. And here's the thing. He's in a town of millions of people. He said he knows no one like-minded in the Lord there. No one. He's lived here his whole life.
Yeah, not a surprise.
And he also confirmed he knows no churches that are biblical that he would go to.
Yep.
He also confirmed there's no ministries online that you can trust that are fully biblical. And so him and I pretty much saw eye to eye on that. And so we pretty much agree on doctrine, and we're working on ways to draw close, how we can do that. He's all the way around the world, different time zones. But it was such a blessing after getting to witness to that guy today and then having that video call with this man. And it was just so awesome. Sister Armin, any thoughts about it? You listened to the whole thing. Any thoughts about it?
Oh, yeah. It was very encouraging to hear a man with strength and standing on the scriptures, not wavering, having a boldness to pretty much do whatever it takes to stand for the Lord, wanting to witness, wanting to share it, seeing the precious truth, seeing somebody with more age and maturity.
Yeah, because we see so many older people turned over, not this man.
Yeah.
He's sober-minded about things of God. What I loved about him is I said, so where are you on your strength level, like 1 to 10? And he never really gave me a number, but he said, I loved his answer. He said, I lived in the world. I've lived in the church system. He said, they're all false. They're all set for the judgment of God. He said, what else can I do but follow Christ? And I'm going to do it no matter what.
I
was like, wow, I love that answer. He's like right on it. And he's diligent for the kingdom of God. And
that's encouraging.
Yeah.
That'd be greatly encouraging and edifying for the young ones.
Yeah.
The
younger
men.
Brothers can see another older man striving for the kingdom. And so we get to, the Lord hooked us up all the way around the other side of the world. He found our website. The Lord hooked us up. And so now we get to edify this saint. He's like a Noah in his town. He's all alone. Nobody's with him. Not even his family. They're all worldly. And what a thing. What a joy that we get to do. What a responsibility, too.
Yeah, you know what? Shows the power of God. It's pretty awesome. The power of God in a person who will stand against millions of people.
Yeah.
Or stand as a light within them. Stand as a light within his own household, even though the scriptures say, you know, you're going to be the enemy in your household, but to be able to stand and not crumble to
try
to save it.
And then a brother on our video call, I love what he said this. He said, it's so wonderful to think that there's another soul out there somewhere else out in the world, and we know other saints as well, but he said, it's so nice to know of a saint that sees what we see, believes what we believe. Here's what we hear from the Word of God, and he said, he's just like us. And I said, that's because we have the same Father and the same Spirit and the same Word and not all this confusion and denominational garbage.
Right.
And so his walk and his testimony is greatly edifying the brothers and sisters, and then in turn, our walk is edifying him. So that was glorious that we got to do that today. So that was quite a blessing.
Yeah, praise God.
Yeah, it was. Anything else, Sister Ami?
I have a scripture verse.
You have a scripture verse?
I do. Luke 12:4-5. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more they can do. But I will forewarn you to whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast you into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him.
Oh, so much for all the people that tell us we shouldn't tell people to fear God. God's love. God should. No one should fear God. Everyone's going to be okay. They're not listening to the Savior's words. Who is God himself?
Yeah, I know. I got to kill my flesh when I keep hearing that over and over and over on the streets. Yeah. Most of the time people walk by, I don't fear God. I'm like, well, you don't read the Bible either, do you?
Yeah. At our last preach where there was thousands and thousands and thousands of people, 4 or 5 times I asked people, in big groups, who fears God? Not one person. Usually I get 1 or 2 people out of hundreds. This was multiple thousands. Not one person raised their hand. They just jeered at me.
Oh,
like, how dare I ask them if they fear God?
I asked people as they were walking by.
Did anyone raise their hand?
No. No, they laughed.
Yeah, they laughed. Not one person.
And they said, we don't have to fear God.
Yeah.
I don't fear God, or I don't fear my God, one woman said. And I said, yeah, your God you don't have to fear, but the real one you do.
So Strong's delusion has been set into this country, and God's going to judge it for that. So,
yep.
But we still get to go and preach the gospel, and we're going to be doing that all of October, Lord willing. We're headed to another event this weekend. We do it every day.
Yep.
We're out in the streets, and we're so is our brother, and so is the brothers we know all over the world, so that's pretty awesome. I had to share this. I thought this was awesome as we're closing out our audio here. A brother mentioned he got a notification on his phone because we do video Facebook calls. And he got a notification on his phone. He said, my phone was at over 24 hours of video call last week.
That's funny.
That's like about over 3 hours a day because mm-hmm. we eat lunch together sometimes. We get together after work in the evenings. And we're always communicating. So he's like, that's a whole Sabbath day. He thought that was cool, like a whole Old Testament Sabbath day.
Yeah.
So that's just saints encouraging each other, going to the Word. And, hey, I have a question. What's it going to be like in heaven?
That multiplied?
Yeah, people think that's a lot, 2, 3, 4 hours a day. What's it going to be like in heaven? There ain't going to be no football, hunting and fishing. It's going to be all about the Savior and glory to God and the throne of God and the saints of God.
Amen.
So we're just getting ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty awesome that the brother said that. And so we had a good call. You should check out the Ecclesia Gathering area. Every day we're adding material. Today I started Philemon. Did I say that right? Philemon. Oh, I started and I did a verse by verse, 1 through 5. And then another brother read Psalm 109. That was really edifying. And another brother talked about Luke 9, where Jesus called men to go forward, not look back.
Yeah.
Luke 9:62. No one's fit for the kingdom of God looking backwards. And it was a good call out for all of us to not be looking back in unthankfulness and in sin looking backwards, but to be looking forward.
Right.
So you can check out those audios. They'll be a great blessing to you. And tomorrow, what are we doing, Sister Amon? We're headed south.
We're headed further somewhere.
South. I saw the geese flying today. The weather's cold. Brother told us way up in north, up in Canada, that it's snowing up there, so it's time for us to be going north.
Well, going south, it's actually going to get warmer and warmer, according to the forecast,
yep.
but it's supposed to, it was supposed to be sunny the past few days at times, yep. too.
Yeah, we've had, we haven't had sun for a whole day for the about a whole week now.
Yeah, the and forecast so, will be whatever God wants
yep,
it to be.
We'll be looking forward to it. But yeah, we're headed south, and we're headed towards another event, so yep. Lord willing, we're going to make that journey tomorrow, and we'll see what witnessing what goes on tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. I just want to share anything else, Sister Amon?
Just lots of love for the sisters and the brethren.
Amen. Amen. I want to share this, 1 Peter 1:4-7. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through the manifold temptations, and that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I love that. Manifold tribulation and trials, temptations.
Right.
And so that's what we have to go through. And our master told us, in this life, you'll have much tribulation, but rejoice, I've overcome the world. I told a brother today that was struggling with some temptation. It's not sin to be tempted. It's sin to give in to temptation, and that Christ has overcome for us. And that really encouraged him. I think the enemy was coming at him with condemnation, but the Holy Spirit always brings just conviction. And then says,
right.
drop your net, repent of your sin, and get going. So
get up, get going.
Get up, get going, and keep your eyes on Christ. He's the one that is going to make the way. He's the one that gives us power. Can't be looking at all of our works, although our works are part of our salvation. It's fruit we know him. Keep our eyes on Christ like Peter on the water, and we won't sink. We'll be lifted up by Christ. Amen?
Yeah, I can't swim. I'm going to be looking at Christ.
Yeah, you got an advantage, so... So thanks for listening. That's all we got for you today. Check out that top of the edification page with some videos and check out all the Ecclesia Gathering. One of these days we're going to be getting into the book of Revelation verse by verse. That'll be coming up in the future. And we'll just keep pouring out as the Lord gives us time, effort, life, breath. Amen, Sister Robin.
Amen.
You ready to hit the road again tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If we get the day.
Amen. We love you all.
Lord wills.
Lord will. Willing. Yeah, we should always say, if the Lord wills.
Yeah.
That's why we pour out, because we love God, love our neighbors, and we love the brothers and sisters. We're here for you all.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God.
Have a glorious day, and may our God be praised.
Amen.